We're doing the Emunah u'Bitachon, and we're up to the concluding remark of the second chapter, the seventh section, Yesh od me'midat u'Bitachon. There's one more point with regards to the trait of having bitachon, ke'al abotech shora ruach hakodesh. When a person has true bitachon, so then he gets a special aura from above, what we call ruach hakodesh. He has a Holy Spirit that accompanies him. And there's a certain strength that accompanies a person. And so he has this silent confidence that Hashem is with him. And as King David, peace be upon him, as he said, if a camp has camped against me, so here I am all alone and I see a whole camp has come to take me down. I'm not scared. In takum alay milchama, if war wages against me, I still have bezot ani boteach. I still have confidence in Hashem. Veze inyan mitchalef lefi malat boteach, and this changes depending on the level of the person who has bitachon v'rav kodesho and his level of holiness. The higher the bitachon, the more confidence a person has, and there's this silent tranquility that can sometimes settle on a person even at the hardest times, where a person knows he's facing a challenge and he could face the challenge with a certain inner peace. And that's what we strive for. We strive to be at a point where we recognize fully that we do not know what the outcome is going to be. We do not know where Hashem's taking us, but we know He's in the driver's seat. And as such, we can go with it with a certain tranquility that we know we're in the best possible hands. I often say, when I was going out, so it was a very frustrating time for me because I could go weeks on end without getting an offer. No one would try to set me up. Here I was all alone. I had left my family, come to Israel, and the people who I thought would help me get set up weren't there for me. And I didn't know what to do. And then someone would try to set me up, and it was a bomb. It was very far from what I was looking for. And then after a date, it became pretty obvious that there was no point in going out on a second date. And sometimes it took two dates to become so obvious. And then the person who actually set me up would come and start apologizing. And I'd always say the same line. You got me married. It happens to be you didn't, right? But you did what you could to get me married. So in heaven, it's considered as though you did. Because we say in heaven, they consider it as though a person succeeded in doing a mitzvah. If you try, even if you didn't succeed, in heaven they consider it as though you did succeed, because you did your best. So imagine I married this girl and had children and grandchildren, and for generations everyone would bless you and say, what a great guy you are, because you set me up with my wife. What a brilliant idea you had. It happens to be, it didn't play itself out that way, but you did the best you could. And then the guy would say, yeah, but still, and I'd say, you have to keep trying, and I take comfort in the fact that I'm in the best possible hands. It's not in your hands, and it's not in my hands. I'm in His hands. So I'm in the best possible hands. He cares more than I do and more than you do. So that's an approach which is easier when it comes to smaller things and more difficult when things become more serious and when things become really tumultuous in one's life. So that's very difficult. But one strives to be able to maintain that tranquility even when things seem really dangerous and really scary. That's the tranquility that comes with the trait of bitachon. When one can connect to the ideas of the first chapter of Emunah, and one can connect to them in a real way, and reach a tranquility in his day-to-day, where he's at peace with the concepts he believes in. And then one can develop it to bitachon, where he can stand by those ideals, even when things seem to be falling apart, and things are beyond his control, and life seems to be spinning out of control, he can hold on to that, and that's bitachon, and then he can maintain that tranquility, what he calls Ruach HaKodesh, even in the most difficult of times.